Jerry Bader, Show 1006. A few more calls on this, talking about how casually the president... You want me to... Fine. Jason's classic cut. Turn it up. Turn it up! Oh, fine. Now he's all hurt because I didn't recognize the classic cut. All right, fine. Jerry Bader, Show 1006. President was very casual about saying that smoking pot is no big deal. I think it is. I think the Wall Street Journal, though, gets this exactly right. He either enforces the current federal law concerning pot or he moves to change it legislatively. But it's just another Obamian move to ignore the law, which shouldn't be an option for the president of the United States. To Vicky and Shano. Vicky, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Aloha, Jerry. Well, what do you expect from Barry Obama? He ignores all the laws he's supposed to enforce, especially this one. But, you know, Barry Obama and I, we were in Honolulu and high school at the same time. So I know, when I see those pictures of him, I know those places where he would have gone and smoked pot. Now, I mean, he went to the most expensive private school in Honolulu. So he's so privileged. But he abuses these privileges. And I think he's sending such a wrong message to young people. It's going to affect their cognitive functioning. It's going to make you lazy. I know of this one guy back in Honolulu. It took him 7 years just to get a sociology degree in college. It just, you know, you couple that with an environment in Hawaii where it's, you know, laid back, and then you couple that with drug use or marijuana use, you get a recipe for less than mediocrity. It stifles your ambition. You're lazy. He's sending such a bad message to young people that it's okay to do a drug that's, you know, real okay with Colorado and Washington, they legalize it. But now he's like giving the green light. Okay, state, the rest of the country, it's okay. And then go ahead and try to criticize him. He'll just say, well, you know, it's my race or something. It really saddens me because it's such a, it really does. This guy's our president. He set such a terrible example for young people.
You've several times you said for young people. Vicky, here's a question I don't believe, and maybe I'm wrong, that the president has ever been asked or addressed. So, President Obama, how old were you when you stopped using marijuana?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because we're assuming it's when he was a young man. Well, I'm just throwing it out there. I think he's been smoking cigarettes without letting the public know it. All right, to Michael in De Pere. Michael, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
How you doing, Jerry?
Good.
I just think people need to get very realistic about different drugs and what they all do to you. I think part of the reason or problem we have with kids today is they get sent such a mixed message where alcohol is okay and prescription drugs like Adderall or Oxycontin are okay, even though those are horrible for you, but weed's bad. And I think that's why they laugh at everyone.
Okay, so, Michael, do you use marijuana?
I do. I smoke pot every day, Jerry. I'm very conservative. I view myself as, and I just think if it's okay to drink, then people gotta be able to smoke pot.
All right. Well, let me. Can I ask you how old you are?
I am 29 years old.
All right, you're still a relatively young man. I had long quit pot by the time I was your age, but you're a relatively young man. All right. How you get high every day? That's what you said, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How much? Let's do it in measurements. On 1/10 of an ounce, a 1/2 ounce. How much pot do you think you smoke a day?
Oh, wow, Jerry! 1/2 ounce. That's a lot of pot.
I know.
I would say probably like 0.5 gram or so.
Okay.
I do it strictly nighttime after work. It doesn't help me, and I don't think weed helps anyone. Okay, I don't. But as an adult, you should be able to make that decision. However, a lot of the people that destroy themselves with marijuana, Jerry, I think that they would find something to destroy themselves with, whether the weed was there or not, whether it's fast food, alcohol, you know what I mean?
Okay. By the way, you've made pretty coherent arguments so far. I'm not going to say any of your arguments are crazy. Do you also drink?
I do very little.
Okay.
My father was an alcoholic. And a lot of people in my family drink, and I've really seen the toll that alcohol can really take on people.
It can.
It can. And okay. If there's a choice, I say make alcohol illegal. But prohibition has proven that that's crazy. All that does is enrich criminals and corrupt state and local governments.
All right.
And I feel like we can't go that route.
All right. You now, and this is why I've been very, very conflicted on this topic, because Michael, you are right. What you are seeing with the war on drugs, which has been an abject failure, what you are seeing is basically what we had with prohibition. If people want to use it, they're going to find a way to use it.
Yeah.
I, however, still think that society will be worse for the wear, thanks a lot, if we decriminalize or legalize marijuana. Further, I think the Wall Street Journal has this right. You either enforce the law or you change the law. And because a lot of people like the idea of turning a blind eye to marijuana because you think it's a bad law, that sets one hell of a precedent, doesn't it? And if the president thinks we shouldn't be locking up, and we're really not locking up all that many people, but even if he thinks we are, then he should change the law, not just say that we should ignore it. That's just absolutely, the Wall Street Journal has that right. I, however, as one who have experience with this, thinks that society would be worse for the wear. There's no doubt in my mind. But I do get the libertarian argument, and I do get the prohibition argument. He's right. The war on drugs looks just like the war on alcohol during prohibition. It didn't work. You have to admit it's not working. But I'm not going to just admit that legalizing pot wouldn't have negative consequences. Todd in Green Bay. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing?
Good.
Couple things. First of all, about whether or not Obama's a poser for not going the full route. And I would say yes, he absolutely is a poser for not taking the full route and taking a full stand on it. But I would also say that the last three presidents are also posers on that. The second point is that...
Hang on.
Okay.
I'll let you get your second point. Give me an example where President George W. Bush said ignore the law rather than change it.
Well, he also did drugs in his lifetime, you know, and I just think that it's ridiculous to be president knowing that you also did the same things and to lock up people is hypocritical. So I'm just making the point.
I think that's different. Okay. I think it's different because President Obama is saying ignore the law rather than change it. And George W. Bush never said...
It's a steeper, you know, as far as what you're saying on your end of it, it's a bigger crime, I guess, on your end. But I still say that all three of them have been very hypocritical.
Okay, your second point.
Okay, my second point is that you're saying that there's no responsible way to use marijuana, but in actuality, don't you think that if you take one hit of marijuana, you're not as high as if you took two hits, as if you took three hits, and so forth? My actual question to your call screener was that I would be happy to take the challenge that if you sit there and drink alcohol, I will sit there next to you and smoke marijuana, and we will see who gets more impaired.
That's my point, though. I can drink alcohol not just to get drunk.
I can smoke marijuana the same way, Jerry.
What other point than getting high? What purpose besides getting high do you smoke marijuana?
I like the taste of marijuana.
I find that impossible to believe.
Impossible to believe that you like the taste of beer. I honestly find it impossible to believe that you like the taste of that.
Well, see, and that's, I suppose anyone can acquire the taste of anything. Todd, thanks a lot for a very good call. By the way, we've had a lot of excellent calls on this topic. This, however, will be the last call because, believe it or not, we've been on this for almost an hour now. Carrie from Green Bay. Carrie, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. You know, every time a senior gets into a car accident, boy, we got to take their license away. We've got to test them and whatever. Now you've got buzzed driving and texting. What are we going to do about their driver's tests?
Well, and see, and that's the here. Actually, this is a really good point, Carrie. We have a legal limit for intoxication while driving while under the influence of alcohol. How would you possibly have an equivalent for marijuana if we legalize it? How are you going to do a blood draw and say that you have X? How red are their eyes? That varies in the individual. All right, we're going to move on to other things. You know what? I actually want to get to the credit card, how, you know, we've talked about this, what happened to Target and other retailers. that it's time for the magnetic strip to go away, but Target is in the news for another reason today. I want to get to that as well. It's 10:16.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.